Hey you, I'm excited you're here. Welcome to Triumph After Trauma. I'm Caitlin, aka Katie, designer, business owner, go-getter, and most important, human just like you. I created this podcast to provide tools and support to those of you struggling to cope with a mental illness or work through a traumatic experience. Weekly, I'll share a personal story of mine, how it affected me, resources that helped me out of that dark place, and I'll end each episode with an empowering reminder. What I want for you to know is if I can make it through really tough shit and still find ways to thrive, so can you. Let's get this started. Hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of Triumph After Trauma. I'm excited to be here. Of course, always more excited to have you here with me. Things are gonna get real today. I'm gonna talk to you all openly about the traumatic experience of how I lost my grandmother, which was, if you're listening to this in real time, 3 years ago today. I usually say something along the lines now of, friends, get your drinks, get cozy. If you're doing errands, get those headphones in so we're one-on-one. I still suggest all that, but I also suggest grabbing some tissues. They may be needed on both ends. I'm not kidding. We're just gonna go straight through it. I might cry, you might cry. Real life, people. This is what it's all about. Real life. I wanna share it with you, and I wanna go through life with you. The good, bad, the ugly, the raw, and all the in-between. So, once you're all settled, hit play again, and let's do this. Let's just dive right in. In the summer of 2019, my grandma went into the hospital. Ask me what for. I don't fucking remember. Honestly, what ended up being this 3 week waiting period, this last 3 weeks of her life is what it ended up being. Most of it is a blur to me. So much happened, and so much of it was traumatic that it is kind of, to this day, a blur. So, I don't recall specifically what she went in for, but I do remember there was a Saturday in July where the doctors discussed with us the possibility of her going home the next day. Well, the next day, don't we get a panicked call from someone at the hospital that her aneurysm had burst. And we're now down to hours. No going back to the nursing home. No, she's on the mend. You got hours. Get down here. So, of course, the family rushes. I have to call my brother out of work. He just got to work. I had actually that day had a short shift for whatever reason, and it was a morning one, so I had actually just gotten home. My mom literally was just walking out the door to visit my grandma in the hospital when she got the call. It was a mess. We had to call the rest of the family, and my two older cousins had to pull their kids out of sports, and some of them were not feeling well and napping, and everybody within an hour, even from out in Burlington, having to get teens awake and ready and whatnot, we all made it down. 12 hours later, she is still alive. Not only is she still alive, her vitals are decent. And we as a family are like, what the fuck is going on? This is where it all begins. So the next morning comes and we ask a doctor, how did her aneurysm burst and it's now been almost a full 24 hours and she's still here? Can someone please explain this? Because aneurysms don't just burst and you just live like a day, a bunch of days, weeks longer. That's just not one of the cases here. What we learned was a scan had been done to check on the aneurysm when my grandma pointed out that there was some pain where the aneurysm is located. But they did it without the dye. I have always been told, but without the dye, you can't tell what's going on with an aneurysm properly. My grandma actually lived with her aneurysm for years before it, at 97 years old, burst and took her. So we sternly made it clear, I don't care how you do it, you get the dye in her and you do this properly. You tell us what the fuck is actually going on. When they did, what they found was that basically a blood blister of sorts had developed inside the aneurysm. And we basically just had to wait for it to burst and take her. Because once that burst, the whole aneurysm would. And it was just a 3-week waiting game. One of the worst 3-week periods of my life. I was working at the time. I was still in college, so those things, I just had no choice but to still keep some sort of focus on. But besides that, for those 3 weeks, my focus was my grandma, visiting her in the hospital. And then for the last few days of her life, the hospice, while I had that time with her, even if she wasn't really responsive. Because regardless of that, now that she's gone and I'm still here, looking back, I know for a fact that I did what I could. As long as I could. That I really was there for her while I had the opportunities. And although I will always miss her, the way we lost her was for me traumatic. Knowing that I was there for her until the end, like she deserved, does bring me comfort. My grandmother took her final breath in the physical world on August 2nd, 2019, at 7:02 a.m. At 7 a.m. exact, I had a weird gut feeling that something was about to happen, and I text my mom asking if anything had happened to my grandmother. We had gotten the call the evening before that this would most likely be her final night. And so we spent that final night at the hospice with her. I could not actually be in the room. Actually physically seeing her take her last breath would have been too much for me. That would have been a trauma I probably wouldn't have been able to come back from. But I was close by. And I could sense when she was about to be gone. It was one of the weirdest feelings, honestly. I still remember those entire 3 weeks. Those sleepless, heart-shattering 3 weeks. Like it all just happened yesterday. And I'm not gonna sit here and tell you a bunch of ways that I have successfully dealt with this and started to heal. What I am going to do is share with you that I don't have a clue how to cope with a trauma like this beyond just talking about it to people, being honest about how she passed and how I feel about it when people do ask, and writing about it, writing about how I feel a specific day, writing memories of her that bring me joy, and just writing about what missing her may look like that day. honestly, just any sort of writing when a feeling really erupts or a memory pops in that I feel the need to spill out. Literally, what I have found basically through these 3 years so far is that just talking about it and writing about it helps. But other than that, I am very much still working through that trauma, and it is not something that I'm scared to admit. Trauma of all kinds is hard to work through, and it can be a lifelong journey. Healing, working through trauma, inner work, mindset work, all that sort of stuff. It's a lifelong journey. If you are years later dealing with some sort of trauma, please, 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 please do not feel bad about it. It is something you will always be working through. Do not let yourself believe that there should be a timeline on working through trauma or healing. There's not. And if, which I'm going to guess, all of you listening are, because we're all adults here who have gone through some shit in our life already, if you are still really hurting over something that happened to you, over a loss you experienced years ago, I'm with you. I am right there in the same boat with you. You are not alone. I love you, and I want you to know that you are not alone, because I know that there's 7 billion of us, and none of us really are, but when we're really hurting, we can forget that. Being that this is the 3-year anniversary of my grandmother's passing, I felt it was only necessary to share that experience and to be open about the fact that I am still working through the traumatic experience that it was for me. I also am hoping that this can serve as a reminder to you all to spend every second you can, in whatever capacity that may look like for you, with people you love. Time is precious. The one life we all get is precious. And none of us know how much time we have to be on this earth in our one life. So please, while you are here, while you're lucky enough to get time on this earth, take advantage of the opportunities you have to spend with people you care about. And for goodness sake, please, while you have the chances to tell people that you care about them, the people that you love, let them know. And more than that, show it. You will regret not doing so. So even if it's something that scares you to do, say and show how you feel. Be there for people while you have the chance, because you only get this one chance. If you don't take these chances while you can, when you lose someone, the loss itself can be traumatic. How the person may pass can be tragic and traumatic. And then you won't even have the comfort of knowing that you were there for them while you could be. You won't even have that comfort of, I showed them how I cared. I showed them that I loved them while I could. And let me tell you, that comfort does not just magically heal you, but it does a hell of a lot. It really does. I don't want to keep you all too long, so I'm going to end it with this. A simple but kind reminder that however you are working through a traumatic experience is valid. But I want you to remember that even though you may be dealing with trauma and trying to work through it, you are more than your trauma. If you didn't know that already, I hope you do now. I love you all. I'm so grateful that every one of you are here with me on this journey. And I will be back next week. I cannot wait for another great chat soon. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope this episode was helpful for you. If it was, tell someone about it who needs to hear this message, or share it on social media and tag me at This Is Katie, K-A-I-T-E-Y, so we can connect. Life is a wild journey, but we're on it together, and I'm so glad. You're never truly alone. I appreciate you, I love you, and I will talk to you soon.